Hi,
hello.
This is Michael from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. So, first, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
And this November elections, which way are you more likely to vote? Number one, for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or option two, for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
I would say a mix. I mean, I voted across, but I will vote for Kamala and Colin without a doubt.
Okay, so the second option, right?
Yeah.
And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for at least 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or to
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The option is
no question.
This Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue. So still option
no.
one?
Yes.
Thank
time
you.
For
and
check.
Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I will read some options to you. Violent crime, healthcare costs, abortion rights, illegal immigration and the border, property taxes, the economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, and gun violence.
The top two would be reproductive rights and gun violence.
And the top one for you?
Reproductive rights.
Okay, just a moment. Would you say, based on the options, abortion rights, then?
I would say abortion rights, yes.
Okay. And which is the next, the most important or problem issue to you?
Gun violence.
The same list. The gun
children.
Violence.
Yes.
And next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable from the list. The first person is Laurel Jordan Swift. Favorable or
great, great. Love her. Favorable.
So would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Next, Donald Trump.
I've heard her talk three times. Negative. Never going to see him.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next, Steve Allison.
Neutral.
Okay. There is no neutral option, so would you rather pick somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable. He didn't like vouchers, so he gets something.
Okay, next person is Ted Cruz.
Horribly, very much unfavorable, the most hated person in America to me.
Okay, next.
He did something against me that I will never forgive him for.
Oh, I'm sorry to forget that. And next person is Ken Paxton.
Horrible. Indicted attorney general who paid for, you know, who got his people to drop the charges. Horrible. Yeah,
okay,
totally
so very unfavorable?
Very, yes.
Okay, next. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Next, Mark LaHood.
Very, well, somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And just to make sure for, I'm sorry, I missed one name. Colin Allred.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And in 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would choose not Kamala, but Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris, okay.
Kamala, yeah.
And in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose
Colin
today?
Colin Allred.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Laura Jordan Smith.
Okay, next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. In the other hand, Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity.
I know all of this already. I'm going to, can we get through it? I know the candidate. I've met them. I've talked to them. I've heard the speeches. My mind is made up.
Okay, and based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood or the Republican or Laurel Jordan Smith?
I told you already, Laurel Jordan Smith. And I don't want to get answer anymore because you keep asking the same thing. I've already said Laurel Jordan Smith.
Okay, and
so they need to redo their questions on this because it's very repetitive. And I'm going to hang up. I've got somebody here.
Okay, it's just a few more questions and then we're done.
I will answer two more. That's it.
Okay, so Mark, which side do you agree with the most of these two options? The first one is the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or the second one, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
The second one. I'm a cousin of Thomas Jefferson's. So.
Okay. And, Mark, which side do you agree with the most?
This is the last question I will answer. I'm going to hang up after this. I have company here, okay? One more question.
Okay, the first option is agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversation for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or the second option, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
The second.
Okay.
Thank you. It was very nice. Good luck. Bye.
Thank you for your time.